Amen. Come on. Isn't that powerful today? How many can feel the presence of the Lord today? I can. I pray you're feeling them online. Please remain standing just for a few moments, if you would, please. You know, I'm excited today because this is the first time my mom and I are doing a tag team message together. And she has some great thoughts to share today. And it's going to be an encouragement to all of us. As we're standing, I want to take just a few moments and pray over all the schools in our city. All the teachers, all the administrators, all the families. You know, we're navigating such unusual times, aren't we? And, we have three boys. They're going to be at home for more than half of the week. Pray for us. I'll pray for you. Doing school online. I know the colleges are doing the same thing here locally. And so I believe as we pray, somehow the Holy Spirit can take all of this and turn it for a huge win for our kids, no matter their ages, our families. I just believe that. And there's no question there's challenges. There's no question about that. But the Lord, I believe, can show up in the challenge and help us. So I know really we can't touch because of COVID. So if you don't mind, just put your hand on your heart instead of holding hands with your neighbor. And I pray today with you in this room and online that every school in our city and county, all the way from preschool and daycares, all the way up to our colleges here and everyone in between, that every student would be protected this year. In Jesus' name, we pray for every teacher that is teaching, that they'd be protected and covered in Jesus' name. Every principal, every administrator would be covered and touched in your presence. Lord, I thank you for physical safety and emotional safety. Lord, this is unusual. We need your help. Holy Spirit, Lord, touch us all. Lord, and I pray also, Lord, for the families that are navigating their finances. They're navigating how they're going to do this with their kids at home. Lord, I pray peace. Lord, I pray you make a way for us. I pray that you would help us. And I pray that this year, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that our kids would thrive and that the schools would see good come from this. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. Give it up for God. I believe he's going to do it. You may be seated. Thank you so much for praying with us. And well, I'm excited today because my mom has been a great part of our life, I mean, for so many reasons, obviously, but our spiritual life and our family, my mom has been a huge contributor, and I'm so grateful for her faithful prayers for me and all my siblings. Amen. And today, we're going to preach a message together on that. Yes. And how God came through when I was in great need.
Yes.
God showed up.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. It's so great to be here today and just feeling the presence of the Lord, and thank the Lord for this wonderful praise team. In case not everybody does know, I am Pastor Renee, and my husband Kim and I, Pastor Kim, we pastored the church for 30 years before David and Summer became the pastors. David is our oldest child. Then we have three more great kids. We have Jenny, Zach, and Josh. We're also thankful for all of the spouses, Summer, Brian, Valerie, and Lindsay. And as a result, we now have 12 grandchildren. So we're very blessed and have a lot of fun when we're together. I'm excited to share this message today because of this. God intervened at a very important time. Many times he has intervened, but this was a very special time in our family. David, you were a younger teenager, and you were you made some decisions and choices that was contrary to your dad and me. Mm-hmm. We just struggled with our communication and stubbornness on your part, and it was bringing trouble into the home. And so out of desperation, we started praying, and God intervened. You're going to hear how, and it's our desire that today you leave with hope. Yeah. And know that God has intervention for you and for any situation that you're facing, because he's a good God, and he has compassion to
come
all.
Come on, isn't that amen? Awesome? He's already
praise
preaching.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
This is our second week of our series this month called The Village. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child, which is true. And I also believe it takes a village to get through life in a healthy way. And so this month we're highlighting the power of a village. Yes. In regards to our faith in doing life with other people. Right. And I think the local church is a powerful thing that everyone should be a part of. And we're also highlighting our groups this month, because at the last Sunday we're going to have a group launch for the fall session. So I want to encourage you to receive this message in two ways. First, receive it that God is going to give a village. We're going to have a prop here today and kind of interactive message, but God is going to give you a village, and it'll make sense here in a moment, to answer your prayers. He's going to give you help in your prayers. And then also I want to encourage you to receive it, that you yourself will be a part of the village of God and a village that God gives you, because it's both ways. It goes, it's a two-way street, if you will, and God blesses us when we honor that. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 9 for our message entitled The Village. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, 37, and 38. And it says, when he saw the crowds, Jesus, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. I love this passage, and we've preached on this before here. I love it for so many reasons, and today we're going to highlight on these verses. I'm going to give you just two thoughts, or my mom will. I'm going to set her up, and she's going to share. And I believe it'll be practical for all of us to apply and then see God move in our own lives. But I want you to notice first, in verse 36, notice Jesus had compassion on the crowds, probably for many reasons. In this passage, the two reasons are they were confused and helpless. That word stood out to me because there's no question right now in this room and online, by the amounts of people that are here and that are watching, I know that someone feels helpless for some reason right now. As we navigate COVID, you know, none of us can stop it or cure it or, you know, change it in and of ourselves. Maybe you feel helpless because of your job. Maybe you've been laid off or furloughed. Maybe you're afraid you're going to be because you can't control what's happening. Maybe you feel helpless in relationship to the racial reconciliation, the cry for justice, the, you know, the great need for healing in our country. Maybe you feel helpless on more of a specific matter to you. Maybe with, it could be something internal. It could be something with your family. It could be with a friend or who knows what. And yet, no matter how we feel helpless, God is faithful. And when we're helpless, it's not a fun place to be, but somehow God takes those moments and he does miracles through them. When we're helpless, really all we can do is go up, right? And that's what my mom was. She was helpless with me, and they were praying for me, and were great parents. It was just the enemy, you know, trying to attack my life, as he does all of us at some level. And so when you were helpless, Mom, you know, I believe that God had compassion. And real quick before she begins, compassion means this, that I have concern for someone else's misfortune or suffering. Compassion is I have concern for someone else's misfortune and suffering. Jesus is concerned about us today. Isn't that amazing? His grace and mercy. So he sees you. He hears your cry. He hears your heart. He knows your thoughts. He sees where you're helpless, and he will show up for you. And so, you know, obviously you were helpless with me, Mom, and God was giving you compassion. Right. What did you do as you were feeling helpless with me? And, yeah, how did you navigate that?
Well, the Lord started showing me a principle on how to pray, and I learned this from Alma Hedgepath when you were little. I do want to say my husband and I knew that Dave had a call on his life from a child on to be in ministry, so obviously, I was recognizing this as a fight for that, your destiny and your calling. And so we have to find out, so how do we fight the right way? And we got to come into agreement with the Word of God.
Spiritually fight.
So Alma had taught me when all the kids were little, Renee, put their names in Scripture and pray that Scripture over them. Find out what Scripture you need to pray for each child. And so I started doing that. And I was, a lot of people have asked me sometimes when they've heard this, so what did you pray? I'm going to give two examples. One scripture that the Lord gave me for you, Dave, when you were little was from Deuteronomy 28, verses 47 to 48. It actually said, reverse the curse. The children of Israel, because they didn't serve God with joyfulness, they didn't enjoy prosperity. And the Lord said, start saying that David serves me with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the prosperity of all things. Yeah. So I started praying that early on. And then Isaiah 54, verse 13 says, all of my children are taught of the Lord, and great is the peace of my children. I started saying, David, Jenny, Zach, and Josh are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. Yep. Now I'm saying that with my grandchildren's names in that scripture, because I'm believing for them to be taught of the Lord, and great is their peace, and that they will follow after the Lord as well. Yep. So I started working with the scripture, and I started saying, Lord, please send laborers into David's life. Yeah. We need help. He's not listening to us. Please send people that will speak today that somehow it will connect with his psyche, with his emotions, with his heart, and he'll start making a turn to the right way. And the Lord started letting me see the answers to that prayer, and we're going to talk about that in a moment.
And so really what she did, ladies and gentlemen, is when she was helpless and she didn't know what to do, she went to the scriptures, the word of God. And I want to just maybe, if you're taking notes, maybe just put this in your mind or heart. When you're helpless, you know, maybe you don't know how to pray. You say, man, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do here. Or maybe you're just newer to Jesus. You don't know how to pray yet. That's totally fine. Right. Here's the secret. Just go to the Bible, open up, you know, scriptures, and just pray the scriptures. Right. And so when you don't know what to pray, just pray the scriptures. And so literally, here's a famous one, Psalms 23. Here's another example. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Right. And so you can just put your name or someone else's name, as she just said, in that scripture. Lord is David's shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack peace, hope, joy, etc. And so I want to encourage you to do that, because that's a great way, because God honors his word. Right. So please today, whether you're married, you're single, whether you're a young adult, whether you're getting ready to have a baby, you're retired, I don't care the stage or status of life, this is a great practice to do. And if all of you could go into my closet in my bedroom, I have this list of all these verses I wrote out years ago that I took time to memorize because I needed to. I needed to pray the scriptures over my life, and she still prays that verse over me because she still wants me to have more joy. And so I'm working on that. And so I want to encourage you to start off when you're helpless. If you're helpless right now, maybe you're in a good spot right now. Who knows? Either way, I want to encourage you to pray the word of God. Get verses specific to you. If you need help with that, I believe we will help you, and we can help you to locate those verses on subjects that apply to your area of need, if you will. And God will show up, and God will begin to move. Because Jesus then says in our verses from Matthew, he says, the harvest is great. The harvest is people. So the amount of people that need Jesus is vast. I mean, there's billions of people on the earth that need Christ. And there's, I mean, I believe tens of thousands in our own city. And so there's a multitude of people. And then Jesus said, pray for the laborers or for the workers to go out and to do his will. And so really today, God wants all of us in this room and online to be a worker for him. It's a great time to say amen today.
Amen.
In the room and online. And I want to encourage us all that, again, remember, we're hearing this message. God's going to give you a village like she did my mom. But I also want to encourage you to let God put you in a village and let you be a part of a village. It goes both ways. Be a part of the equation. I say it this way, Mom. Yes. Be a part of someone else's answer to their prayers. Because maybe you show love to someone and you don't know a mama or a father or a husband or wife is praying for them. And when you show love to them, you are answering their prayers. And God will do the same for you. So that's what God is saying. He's asking us to pray for people to come into their life to help them receive Jesus. And then I'm going to set her up. But I want to say this statement. The Bible says if we don't know Jesus, we're lost. Right? When we come to Jesus, we're found.
Amen.
And so it's important to be found.
Yes.
So hear this statement, please. Found people that receive Jesus, found people help find other people. Saved people will serve people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Healed people, being healed, will love sick people.
Right.
This is some of the traits that God will put in us as he forms in us his heart and his spirit.
Amen.
So, Mom, what happened? As you began to pray for me and you were helpless and you were praying the scriptures, God gave you a village.
Yes.
And God sent workers on your behalf. What happened?
Well, it was so wonderful because the Lord allowed me to actually start hearing about these different people. It's like I was hearing the answer to my prayer. I would pray this every day, several times a day, because we were desperate. We knew you had destiny, and the enemy, the devil, didn't want you to go that way. So one of the first people that was one of those laborers, and it may not seem spiritual, but it was the basketball coach, and he called our home and ask if he could talk to David. And my husband, amen, thank you. My husband said, that's right. Well, sure, you can talk to him. Why do you want to talk to him? And he said, I like David. He can be on my team, but to be on my team, he needs to stop running around with some of the kids he's running around with. Well, guess what? Dave wanted to play basketball so much that he started. Exactly. You started making some changes. Yeah. And so that was the beginning of really a shift for you. Yep. The full manifestation or the full change wouldn't happen until 2 years from that point. But God was starting the process of laborers coming and bringing change into David's life.
And real quick, Mom, too, that in that group of people I was with, who the coach told me to get away from, right. A lot of them have died since then of drugs. So that was an intervention of God.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, the next person I started hearing about was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
All right, cheerleader. Aren't we thankful for cheerleaders
that
will cheer for their team, but also cheer for the Lord? Amen, and have a word about Jesus. And this cheerleader started asking you every week, come to my youth group. Dave, come to my youth group. And finally he came and said, do you care if I go to this youth group? It meets at so-and-so's house. I didn't know the people, but I was so excited that he wanted to go to a youth group, a Christian youth group, that inside I'm going, thank God. But outside I was wanting to be cool. Sure, Dave, go, you know, if that's what you want to do. I found out later, he told me, he said, I just said yes just to get her off my back. I was so tired of her coming and asking me every week.
Yeah.
So those of you who are a laborer and you're not getting a result, don't stop.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Don't give up.
Pester, whatever you got to do, get that result. Amen. So he went, and as a result, he met the youth pastor. Now, I want you to understand, these were people that weren't in our church. That was big, but God was using them. Amen. Thank God for this youth pastor. And thank God for these kids. They're all have destinies
That's
in
right.
the Lord. Amen.
Right.
And this youth pastor started taking special interest in David, just sitting down with him and talking. He also invited him to go with them on a spring break trip.
Right.
And you came home and told us that he set you down during that
trip. I got in
trouble,
And, I was trying to be Tupac and Biggie, be thuggish, ruggish, and it didn't work.
But it was kind of like, dude, what are you doing? You know, just reaching out to him and on his level and talking to him and trying to connect with your heart. Thank God for that youth pastor that took interest in our son, a preacher's kid.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
What a blessing. Another person was a cousin, a family member. You guys were close.
Mm-hmm.
And she invited you to go to church camp. Let's give it up for the cousin. Hallelujah. And it was the summer between your junior and senior year. And you came and asked your dad, hey, can I go to this youth camp? And your dad said, well, you know, why do you want to go? And he said, well, I just want to meet the girls. And, well, thanks for being honest. Inside, we're going, good, you're going to be gone for a week. Hallelujah. But anyway, peace in the home. But so Dave goes, thank God for our powerful praise and worship we have here every week. Let's give it up for praise and worship here at City Church. Because during the praise and worship, the love of God, that praise team was a labor. The love of God touched your heart. You said you raised your hands and you just felt delivered immediately and you resurrendered your life to the Lord. You had been saved since 8, but had made a decision not to serve the Lord for a while. So thank God for that cousin who asked, let's go to a church camp together. Now, this next person is dear to my heart. A precious lady who was in our church at that time named Luzetta. Come on out, precious lady, prayer warrior. Amen. Yes. She was faithful to pray for our children, but she started coming up to me and saying, Pastor Renee, I've just been so burdened for David. I walk and pray, and I prayed the entire time for David. I know the Lord's working. Don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
What a blessing
for
me because, you know, let's just keep it real. Some people don't like the preacher's kids, and so thank God for her heart.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Praise the Lord. Thank God for her heart to love you, to pray for you, to intercede when God put it on her heart to do so. She was obedient. She was an obedient laborer to pray.
Yeah.
What a blessing. And then, David, you started getting different friends.
Yes.
And we thank God for new friends, new relationships. Come on out, friend. And because friends need to be the right laborer, right? You need friends that are going to support you in your decision for the Lord.
Yes.
Not friends that are going to say, dude, that's crazy. You know, come on back with me. You've got to sometimes make changes with the people you hang around with in order to fortify your faith, to fortify that decision to love the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I'm so thankful that the Lord allowed me to see the answers to that prayer of simply saying, Lord, please send laborers.
Yeah.
Into David's life, people that he will connect to because he's not listening to us.
And I love how God did that. And I want to encourage you, God will do the same for you.
Yes.
And I love this verse. Maybe write this down. This is kind of a hidden verse in light of this. It's 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 14. It says, all of us must die eventually. Our lives are like water spilled out on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. But God does not just sweep life away. Instead, he devises ways to bring us back when we have been separated from him.
Right.
So could it be that God is devising a way right now to bring your spouse back to God, to bring your child back to God, to do a miracle in your life personally or for someone else you're praying for? God is setting up the state. He is setting it up for you. And as we pray, as we do what I believe my mom did, you're setting yourself up to receive a miracle. You're setting yourself up to receive it. This is by grace and mercy.
Right.
And so notice how God sent a village around her prayers for her son.
Yes.
And he'll do the same for you. As you begin to pray the scriptures, I want to encourage you today on a practical level and just in a practical step. Go home if you can or even right now and get a couple of verses that stand out to you. And then write them down. And begin to pray them every day over yourself, if that's the case, or over someone else, whatever the issue is. And believe that God will come through for his word. His word is true. And his word will come to pass in your life.
Yes.
And then the second practical step is, if this applies to you, is to pray, Lord, I pray you send workers into so-and-so's path. Lord, just send workers into their path, wherever they're at. I don't care if they're across the world. I don't care where they're at. Lord, send workers in their path. And I believe God will do it because God used a basketball coach, a cheerleader, a youth pastor, a friend, a cousin, right? All of that for my life. And he will do the same for you. As you're praying, he is no respecter of person. Amen.
Yes.
And God, and he's devising the way to, I believe, to bring it back to him.
Yes.
So just stay to it and don't give up and keep praying. Amen. God's going to make a way. How many believe that today? Come on.
Yes.
God's going to make a way. And so notice, though, this is our last thought here, too. Notice this. This is two ways. So God sent a village around you. And you had ladies that you were connecting with and other people that were praying for me.
Yes.
But then God sent this village around me. So God's going to send a village through your prayers to help you personally and those you're praying for.
Yes.
And then also biblically, we know it's important that we are a part of a village because God wants us to be connected. He wants a we mentality in us when it comes to the church. So what happens when we're a part of a village, Mom? How does that benefit us?
Well, it's really the heart of God.
Right.
Because we are to be connectors with one another, to encourage one another in faith, to strengthen one another through prayer, through support. In 2005, my husband said, we're going to start life groups, which is what we called them at the time, and I was resistant. I'm just going to share a little bit of my story because maybe some have felt hesitant to join an interest group or a group because maybe you just, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to get into conversations or I don't know. But that's kind of how I felt. And here I was the pastor's wife. I was co-pastoring with my husband. And I said, I don't want to do life groups. I don't know, what am I going to say to people? And I don't know if I want to get involved like that. And, of course, my husband, when he feels something from the Lord, you know, we're going to do it, praise God. So I had to get my attitude changed. I had to start asking the Lord to help me and kind of start examining why. Why do I not want to be a part of this? And I realized that it was a result of some disappointments growing up in church and just hurts and dealing with things and not always trusting. I realized all of a sudden my relationships were kind of arm's length. And I was kind, I was nice, but not really wanting to connect too closely because I didn't want to get hurt. So the Lord was starting to deal with me. I needed to change. Mm-hmm. I needed to have a different mentality if I was going to be effective even more in ministry. So the Lord helped me start to navigate that. And I realized all of a sudden the value and the power of a group in this. Now, all of a sudden, I had people when I became vulnerable and had humility and would say, hey, I'm struggling with this child. Would you pray for my child? Would you pray about this? All of a sudden, I was gaining their love and support visibly.
Yeah, it's good.
Feeling it. We gained strength with each other. I would pray for their situations, and we started seeing answers to prayer. We would share a good report. Hey, this is what God has done. Let's keep believing. Let's continue to believe and not stop. So we share our faith. We build trust in those relationships because, I tell you, life throws curveballs at us sometimes, and we're surprised. And we need support. Amen?
Right. Amen.
We need people that we can call on and ask for prayer.
Right.
It takes humility to be a part of a group, to be able to ask, would you pray for me?
Right.
I think even more important than just me being a receiver, I needed to become more effective and be an agent for God's compassion. Because, see, when you're at arm's length with people, I'm not really extending the compassion of the Lord to that person
through
my heart.
That's good.
So when we become more vulnerable and we're willing to share, now I'm becoming a better conduit for the love of God towards you.
Yes.
I'm saying, God, how can I bless this person? I've heard their story. It's painful.
Yes.
What do I need to do to support them, to be there for them, and to see victory on the other side of this? So we're not just receivers in this being a laborer, and God give laborers to me, but now I must become a laborer.
Yes.
And I'm going to be an agent of his compassion, and I'm going to be a source of prayer for somebody else.
Yes.
And you know what? I've learned from the Word of God over and over that law of sowing and reaping, which works whether we love the Lord or not, because it's a law. He put it in motion.
Right.
We can't get away from it.
Yeah.
So if I sow good, I'm going to reap good.
Right.
If I sow praying for somebody else, and this isn't the only reason why we do it, but somebody's going to pray for me.
Right.
If I need love and I love someone else, then somebody is going to reach out in love towards me. So what a wonderful blessing of just getting over those hurdles that keeps us from joining a group for whatever reason. And letting the Lord touch our hearts, and we have this relationship that is a blessing and strengthens the body of Christ so we can do what we're supposed to do better.
So good.
Be laborers to the harvest field. Amen.
Isn't that good? It's good stuff, isn't it? You know, in closing today, I want to encourage you. You know, the Bible says, and we can't hold hands right now because of COVID in these spaces, but it says, if two on earth agree as touching, asking anything in his name, it is given to them by the Father in heaven.
Right.
One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight, spiritual enemies.
Right.
So the enemy always loves to isolate us. Right now in our culture, you know, isolation is so easy because there's so much divide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to isolate and, you know, hunker down and shut off, you know, this and that and don't have hard conversations with people that think different than you and our type of a church that has nationalities, that, you know, different ethnicities and diversity of thought, of race and all that, you know, of political thought. Well, and I mean, I'm not going to do that. Just forget it. It's too hard.
Right.
But, you know, there's power when you and I embrace being a part of a village. God is working on our behalf.
Yes.
And I say this all the time. You don't know you need community until you need community. And you can, you know, get through life on the good moments, maybe by yourself, but really those good moments alone, it's empty.
Right.
It's always better with someone else.
Right.
But when we're hitting a rough patch and you have no one there, then it's even worse.
Right.
You got to surround yourself with community. To be forgiven, we confess our sins to God.
Yes.
He's the only one that can forgive sins. But the Bible says to be healed, there's a confession that we do to one another. And the Bible says we are healed when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we air every secret of our life just to anybody. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying when I say, hey, mom, I need help, pray for me.
Right.
Hey, my marriage is in trouble. Hey, my son is acting up. Hey, our finances, you know, we don't have any money. Hey, when you reach out or you say, hey, I'm guilt, or I have guilt, I have shame, and you reach out, I need help, I struggle with addiction, I'm struggling with lust, whatever it is. When you do that, the Bible says there's healing when you reach out and you move forward. So I want to encourage you today, if you're helpless, I believe God's going to move on your behalf. God's going to show up for you. God is going to make a way where there seems to be no way. I want to encourage you to pray the scriptures. Get one or two verses and pray the word of God. Number two, ask God to pray and send workers. Just go off what we read today. And he will send a village around that person. He'll send a village around you. He's going to make a way. He's going to answer your prayers like he did for my mom. Yes. And then I want to encourage you, and the third thing is be a part of a village yourself. Embrace the plan of God. I didn't make this up. I believe God did. It's in the scriptures. Embrace being a part of a village. You know, we have a recovery groups, Bible study groups, marriage groups. We have a group on marriage communication. If you're married, amen. And so we have a woman's book club. We have all types of groups, literally, all types of groups. So I want to encourage you to pray about it this month and look them up and think about what group you can join, because here's the deal. What God did for my mom, he will do for you, and he will give a village for you, and you and I can also be a part of a village and see the benefits. Can someone say amen? Come on, it's a little better than that. God is good. Come on, give the kids a hand. Great job, guys. Let's stand to our feet. You online, thank you for joining us today. Please stay in this moment with us. This is the most important moment. This is the best moment. You know, I want to encourage you today. The Bible does say, come up with your mom. The Bible does say, if we don't know Jesus, we're lost. That's not an offensive statement. Shouldn't be. Because he is the only one that died for our sins. If you don't know Jesus today, you've never put your faith in Christ and asked him into your heart, do it today. And or maybe you've done that before at some point in your life. But right now, in this moment, you can feel yourself and you're far from God. If you find yourself in one of those two places today, this is your moment. Today is the day of salvation. You online, today is the day of salvation. Right. So please, in this moment, just, if you would, bow your heart, most importantly, and bow your head. Thank you, Father. And take a step in your faith. And you would say, Pastor David, I've never received Jesus, and I want to do it today, and or I have, but I know I'm far from God. And I need to come back to him. If that's you in this room right now, please raise your hand to heaven. I want to pray for you to receive Jesus today. God bless you today. Thank you. 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 I see it. God bless you today. Thank you. Thank you. People coming to God today. Thank you so much. Just a few more moments. And how many would say, you know, Pastor Dave, I am helpless. I'm helpless about maybe my marriage. I'm helpless about my finances, about my health, about maybe race. I'm helpless about myself, my mental health. Who knows what it is? And you would say, I want God. I need God. I want to have the strength to pray the scriptures. I want to ask God to send workers.
Yes.
I want to be a part of a village. I want to see God do for my life what he did for your mom. And you want to take one step toward that. If that's you today, go ahead and raise your hand to heaven. I want to pray for you all over this room and online today. Thank you. Hands up all over. Thank you. Follow me and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Let's say it a little bit louder. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am yours.
I am yours.
I willingly give you my life.
Give you my life.
Forever.
Forever.
For anything wrong.
For anything wrong.
In me.
In me.
I turn away from it.
I
stop doing it.
I let it go.
I choose your direction
and your will for my life.
Help me, Jesus.
And through the Holy Spirit,
I pray your word.
Send a village with my prayers.
And I choose to be a part of a village.
I'm yours.
Amen. Let's give him one more hand clap of praise. I just believe that God's going to move. What God did for my mom, God's going to do for you. Come on. What God did for my mom, God's going to do for you in your house. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.